Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. On today's program, we have Hall of Fame inductee Rick Langerott. The longtime coach will be one of three Hall of Fame inductees at this year's recognition, joining Bob Gonzalez and Wayne Peterson. Langerott is actually a 2020 inductee, but due to the pandemic, his induction was held off for a year. Coach Langerott, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you retired in the spring of 2020 after a 43-year career at the high school level. You had your share of success, both as a team and individual. What stands out to you most when you reflect on your career?
Oh, I think the thing I enjoyed most about it is just working with the kids over the years. I was really excited to see them get a girls program started. I think that was very good for wrestling in Kansas. And I really enjoyed working the last couple of years with our girls team. So I enjoyed that. Just being with the kids is what I enjoyed the most.
You know, you talk about the girls program. So from your time at Fort Scott Community College through setting the foundation for this girls program, you've been part of a number of startups in your career. So what is the best and most challenging aspects of starting a program from scratch?
I would say convincing the kids, you know, that have never done it before to give it a try. And, you know, letting them know that, you know, this is a sport that anybody can excel at, regardless of their size. And just, you know, convince them to go ahead and give it a shot. You know, I started the program here at Mulvane, and they'd never had a program. They did have a kids program about a year before I got here. But I can remember the first day that, first match that we had, our kids hadn't even been in a singlet. So they were kind of embarrassed to come out of the locker room. But, you know, we've came a long way since then, so.
You also coached soccer and football during your career. Compare and contrast those sports in terms of what it takes to put a product on the playing field.
I coached football, American football, for 19 years. I coached soccer for about 16. You know, in football and soccer, you can put, you know, 11 players on the field. And the kids have the ability to excel there, but they also have the ability to blame somebody else if things don't go right. And in wrestling, there's no way that can be done. I mean, you're the only one out on the mat. You have to accept full responsibility, accountability for what you do. And that's why I think wrestling is probably the most premier sport there is in the world, as far as I'm concerned, and probably the last pure sport in the world.
Interesting perspective. And again, you have that background of those team sports as well. So that really is, you know, it carries a little weight in that way. So you have a number of your former athletes that are in the coaching ranks. What is your hope for them as they develop their teams and prepare for competition?
Well, you know, I wish all of them success, and some of them, you know, been pretty successful. David Brown coached in Fort Scott for several years, and he was very successful down there. And his assistant for many years was Alvin Metcalf, and they've had a real good program. Jesse Myers followed me here at Mulvane, and he was my assistant for several years. I think he's an outstanding young coach, and he's going to do extremely well. And as a matter of fact, I guess the other assistants out in Mulvane were both former wrestlers of mine. So I've got about 23 coaches, kids that wrestled for me that have coached high school or middle school in two or three different states. And I mean, I've got a lot of kids that have worked with the youth program. So, you know, I've got anything that I would, you know, really be proud of is that I've had so many kids go into the sport of wrestling to take up the torch and coach. I'm extremely proud of.
Yeah, that's quite a legacy. So with your with the perspective of your four decades long career, what do you see as the biggest challenges for the sport of wrestling at the high school level? And what do you think are areas that should be focused on most for the sport to continue to grow over time?
Well, I think we still need to stress, how the sport builds character and how it makes either a girl or a boy stand on their own two feet and accept responsibility for what they do and know that, you know, they're the one, they are the masters of their own fate. And I think the biggest thing we need is just keep encouraging that type of thought. Like I said, I think the girls program is really going to fly in the state of Kansas. Been amazed by it the last couple of years, and, you know, I almost hung around a couple extra years just so I could watch more of that. So just keep encouraging kids to take part in it. I think sometimes we have to be careful of burnout by starting them too young or pushing them too hard in the, you know, kids programs. But we've got to be careful about that.
You know, part of the mission of the KWCA organization is to recognize current happenings in the sport. And really the pinnacle of what the KWC does in that recognition is the Hall of Fame each year. What does the honor mean to you?
Well, it means a great deal to me. It wasn't something, as a young coach, I ever thought would happen. And it's always great to be honored by your peers. And I just can't say how proud I am that the committee felt that I was worthy of it. And it's a great way to end a career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as far as your retirement, do you plan on keeping in touch with wrestling, or just what kind of things are you planning for and looking forward to in your retirement?
Oh, I'm going to try to keep in touch with it. I didn't get to go too much last year because of COVID. They restricted who could come and whatever, but I did get to go to a couple of the matches and watch the kids, and then I worked the state tournament. So, but hopefully I'll be able to get around and see more of it this year. So, no, I'm not going to leave the sport. I'll be around.
So we've been visiting with 2020 KWCA Hall of Fame inductee Rick Langerott. Coach, thanks for joining us today, and all the best to you.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, this has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. The time has come to get your registration in for the 2021 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. Registration and event details can be found at kansaswrestling.org. See you in Salina. That's all for this edition. Until next time, thanks for listening.